Smartphones are such a part of our everyday lives, it's rare that many of us are ever without them. But what does that mean for classrooms? Not all that surprisingly, the way that college students approach smartphones in the classroom and the way professors view them is not always in sync. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with one professor who's done some new research on this. And Lauren, what exactly does the study look at?
So I talked to Robert Shutter. He's a research professor at the Hugh Downs School of Human Communications at ASU. And he and his co-author, Pauline Hope Chung, surveyed more than 560 university students. They also did a study of professors. And he says the consensus on this is clear. There is no consensus.
There's no consensus on what to do about mobile media. Clearly, laptops, tablets, smartphones are in the hands of just about every student. Certainly not all students, but many, many, many students, and they bring them into classrooms. And this can become a real distraction for university instructors.
So it seems like there's a real standoff here, and that's what prompted Shutter's research.
So our research asked the question, what are students doing behind these screens? And as importantly, do students see these mobile devices as a disruption to their own learning, their own attention, and their own participation? And then we asked the same question to faculty members. And sure enough, students and faculty had radically different opinions.
So students don't think that having their phone or tablet out in the classroom is distracting?
No. They really believe that this kind of mobile media isn't taking their attention away. They actually think it can help them learn.
Students like these mobile media. They think that mobile media is not a big distraction to their attention, is not a big distraction to their participation in class, and doesn't really impact negatively on their learning. In fact, students argue or felt that those mobile media can actually assist them in their learning.
Right, but a lot of teachers, on the other hand, a lot of professors still attempt to ban those phones. Is that really practical?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of different reactions. Professors ultimately don't like these things in class and see them as a real disruption, and they can be. However, unlike many professors, certainly not all, but many professors, we believe that these devices have unique and important potential uses in the university classroom if they are used properly and monitored properly.
So should we attempt to hold the line for certain places like an academic setting where you do need to focus on what's going on in the class?
Well, I think we do. I think there's no question that university professors must monitor these devices. But in doing that, we think there has to be a change in terms of some of the negative mindsets about using them, having them used at all in their classrooms. For instance, many professors don't want them in their classrooms at all. They're banned from the classroom. And it's on the syllabus. And we think that it's not the way to leverage their benefits in the classroom. And I'd like to indicate some real benefits that can be used if they're used and monitored appropriately. As an example, let me go into my own classroom. I, in turn, ask students to go to these online sources where we've put these articles up and posted them, mm-hmm. and to read within a small group, read some of the passages from them, discuss some of that in small groups, and then we all talk about it in class.
Right. And you talk a lot about how students today have different digital attitudes as professors. So is including these devices in the classroom a way of kind of reaching out to them and kind of meeting them halfway?
That's exactly it, because these devices are so embedded in the lives of the current generation of students. But the bottom line is that, yes, the extent to which we begin to integrate, when I say we, I mean professors begin to integrate these devices in a positive way into class, can really optimize not only the learning experience, but can endear you to the students themselves. And of course, increases the interaction in the class. And without that interactive component, classrooms become very dull experiences. And in truth, that's when students go for their smartphones under tables, as it were, and start texting their friends when they are incredibly bored. I think these devices can ultimately engage students in ways that many of us haven't tried enough.
So Shutter says professors who ban smartphones from the classroom are really missing an opportunity to engage their students.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thanks.
Anytime.